And no, we did not talk before that.
Thank you, Bergs.
Good no extra have- charge for the key change.
Yeah.
Actually, she didn't know that was going to happen, so that was a surprise. Oh, well.
She was out of her comfort zone, and she did it amazing.
This whole thing is out of my comfort zone, actually.
Y'all are great. We really love that.
Hey, Clark, thank you for that. That was wonderful. I had found something in my Warren Wiersbe book that's talking about the exact issue you said with your sister, that says that if the God's word is our food, we must remember that it is not a smorgasbord, that we can choose what we want from it. It's either our food or it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's good.
Example. It must be something that the Lord is really wanting all of us to hear. We've had several of these kind of conversations in this. I remember when David Chestnut taught a few weeks ago, he was talking about people who have been believers a long time and finishing well. And you remember that? Like he had some statistic about how many leaders in the congregation he's in had fallen from the faith at late stages in their life. So the challenge is for those of us who've been around a while, and been following the Lord for a while, is to, it's everything tells us that retirement and that things like that, that what you're shooting for is comfort, Clark. I mean, it is exactly. And John Piper's great quote is that the trajectory of the Christian's life should not be comfort, but need. Mm-hmm. Trajectory towards need. And who of us sitting here is not aware of needs around us? And it's complicated to get involved with needs. It's not always appreciated. But we can encourage, we can help, we can serve. And, at the same time, we're wanting to be, quite comfortable. So, you know, there is comfort here with the fellowship. There's comfort promised, but what a challenge, Clark. I appreciate it. Do we have anything else that we're praying about? Any needs? Dan, you got anything from the state? Nothing? Just, all right. Well, y'all, let's do pray for, you know, the Towns and the Barkers. Certainly a lot going on with that family. A lot of, I mean, they've got a son in Afghanistan in the Rangers, Peggy and Tim, taking care of her mom. And just, I'm just thinking about all the things on their heart. So let's pray for them and
them yesterday in Nashville. If they have anything to add with the Barnes and the Towns.
Who is that?
Carter and Cindy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's?
Well, I think, you know, we'd add something on because we're put on spots. Pretty much what's already been said. I mean, I think it was totally out of the blue. You know, she does have something going on that's significant. Bopsy's tomorrow. I couldn't help but think of the parallel, and I decided not to say anything, but I will now, of being moved out of your comfort zone. You know, clearly that's what's true in their life right now. And it was interesting. Their response, Anita was sort of effervescent energy, and Billy was sort of thoughtful faithfulness, but they were both standing just solidly on the bedrock of we know God's in control, and we're convinced that good will come from this. But, you know, their different personalities showed through, as all of ours would, but to watch mature Christians sort of straighten themselves up and say, okay, Jesus, this is real, and we've got you, and we're going to walk in that. Cindy may have something else to say.
Yeah. But they covered our prayers, and we will join together and ask God to give them the grace to keep their eyes fixed on Him and not what the next results are or not. And that'll be a privilege to do.
And I think being able to share some of the stuff that Pete McKenzie had said the week before, you know, and Billy said, hey, would you email us those points again. So I think he listened and took it seriously.
Wow, that's true.
That is. I'm sorry, John. What happened?
Peggy's sister, Anita Barnes, that was having back problems, and they found this week that it was a tumor on her spine. I'm throwing that out, Carter, generally, but
that's fine.
Yeah,
that's appropriate.
And so it's a lot of pain right now, regardless of exactly what it is, but they'll find out more with a biopsy tomorrow. And so that's Tim and Peggy are up there right now with them.
Hey, John.
Yeah. Hey, Julie.
Beth Mooney asked an announcement to be made since they had to leave. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
She said, thanks to those who have contacted me and want to participate in a discussion about reaching out to our neighbors. If you are interested in either sharing ideas or learning, please contact Beth as soon as possible. Let's get out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
So she's wanting people, I think, maybe to call her by tomorrow and say, yeah, put me in. I want to be on that Zoom or whatever gets set up.
Yeah, great. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there.
Hey, John. This is Greg. I've got
Greg.
An update on the Rollins.
Right.
A lot went on last week. Ed had to be put on a ventilator. And as of Friday, they had his kidneys were shutting down. So they made the decision yesterday to take him off. And he didn't last very long. So he's with our Lord now. Tommy had to go to the hospital, but she did. She was able to come home Friday, so she is much better. But just remember them in your prayers, if you would.
Well, tough, Greg. Thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Again, the ultimate comfort. It always comes back to that. The ultimate comfort is where he is now. And
that's true.
To be absent from the body, present with the Lord, that becomes more and more vivid to me, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, he had always quoted Revelation 21:4 that talks about Jesus wiping away every tear from your eye, and he's done that now. He said he's always glad it was going to be Jesus and nobody else.
I mean, there you go. What an encouragement. Wow. What an encouragement. There's Russell Long taught us a month ago or so, and he said the most interesting thing. He said that Wendy will say, what's wrong? And Russell said he didn't even realize, but he would just have this heavy sigh. And I've noticed that I do that a lot too. It's just this sigh, like I'm just thinking about all the things I'm worried about. And I ran across, it's Isaiah 35:10, I think, but it looks like a description of the new heaven, new earth. And it says, gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And I thought every deep, heavy sigh like that is something concerning about my own life or those I love. And that this is that great promise that in the face of the gladness and joy we have coming in the presence of Christ, just think of a day when sorrow and sighing just flee away and gladness and joy have overtaken them. So just that's the encouragement.
Thank you. That's great.
Greg, we appreciate it. And sorry for losing him. I know he's important in your life.
He was. Thank you. I appreciate that. But she's doing well for the circumstances. Obviously, she knew where he
stood,
and she's very strong in her faith too. So, but it is tough. So, just remember her in prayer.
John, we think that we heard this morning in Bruce's open prayer that Warren Rock's mother died.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes. Apparently, a couple of years battle with liver cancer. Let's see. Scott Spell has been keeping up with him.
I talked to Warren yesterday. It was somewhat expected. He was able to go visit with his mom before she passed.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. We need to pray for them. Send that to Sam.
One further encouragement. We had a call with Lynn Bashir, who's head of mental health for the state, and her comment was profound. She said they think we're somewhere 80-85% increase in mental health issues since this. And Anne and I have visited with two different 80-year-olds in the last week, and that sigh you just referenced, it's like a total life sigh is what's going on. And I'd encourage us to keep reaching out. You know, we're going to sigh some along the way, but reach out to friends, neighbors. It's a unique opportunity because things been wrong too long and they're ready for it to get right tonight, and it's probably not. So I think we've got unique opportunities here with that point. So.
And I have been hearing about serious concern about the mental health of our children who are mask requirement being what it is, but how it's, you know, you've got one, but you've also got this to consider, and it's really playing havoc on our kids.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Emily, did you?
Yeah, I have a question for Dan. I was talking with my sister yesterday, and she said that in Florida, they're trying to pass a regulation or kind of change it so that more family members or caregivers can get into nursing homes to visit. Are we doing a similar thing in Alabama? Is that going to be loosened?
I can't say it's going to be loosened. I know it's being looked at. I mean, it's right in line with the whole mental health that we're talking about here, but the governor extended her mask order this week through October the 2nd, and that received eggs from and tomatoes from some and applause from others, but that's what they did. And if you've seen our universities going back, you've seen some fairly large numbers in Tuscaloosa and fairly large in Auburn, those numbers. And so there are a lot of decisions being made, go or no go. Our high schools are mainly going on an A-B system, 3 days this week, 2 days next week, and swapping that up. And everything that we can do to keep going is going, but you still have a lot of school systems that are shut down. Some are going to open up after Labor Day. But I believe what you're saying has to happen, but it's the challenge is if someone goes in that's COVID positive, can wreak havoc, especially in the more at-risk age categories. So that may be, I've not heard anything official on that. Barney or Carter, you may have heard something along those lines.
Nothing new, really. I was aware of the extended mask. We're just playing it by ear. We're trying to work with the Leeds school system to help them stay open. They took on students last week. And we're working on a telehealth stays there at the school that we can work with the nurses there to screen kids that show up with symptoms or test positive. But all right, so you, I got exposed in a prayer meeting the other day.
Wow.
Right now, yeah.
So. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? You're feeling okay?
Yeah, no. COVID-19 symptoms, many side type, but it's just interesting being quarantined in your own house. Put your mask on.
We should put him in his own Zoom room. Sorry, Barney.
I believe it's Wisconsin that's part of their order is to have mask on during Zoom meetings. So there you go. That's no joke.
No, what? Wait, that's for real?
For real.
For real. Wow.
What? Anyway, we've gone afield. All right. Anything else? It's after 11. We've, We've had a good, long, fun Sunday here, guys. This is great. Anything else? Get those prayer requests in to Sam and Beth by 5 o'clock.